Episode number 517, Achieving the Power of One.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube, which features Dr. Ivan Meisner and many other networking experts. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
Hi, Priscilla. I am at a Transformational Leadership Council meeting in Arizona this week. The Transformational Leadership Council, TLC, is the organization put together by Jack Canfield, and I always get great content that I can use in BNI at these meetings. So I'm here for several days. It's exciting.
Oh, that sounds great. So who do we have on the line today? I know you have a guest.
Yeah, we have a guest. My guest today is Colin Horner. Colin is a 10-year, he's almost 10-year member of BNI in Johannesburg, South Africa. I've been to Joburg, I think twice. Love South Africa, and Colin's been a member for 10 years. He has a graphic recording and graphic facilitation business. He helps people sell their products and services through visual messages. He calls himself a graphic communicator, and he helps people communicate their stories with pictures. And the reason I invited him to be on the podcast today is that he has been giving and giving and giving to me and to BNI with these incredible graphics that he keeps doing about BNI and the processes that we use, like the gains exchange and VCP, and he always has these amazing graphics. And I finally said, you know what, I need to give back a little to Colin here, and let's bring him on a podcast so that we can give exposure to what he's doing to many people, particularly as it relates to BNI. And for the educational content, we're using the power of one in today's podcast, and they'll have the graphic here, so if you're listening to this on your computer, you can see the graphic. If you're listening to this in your car or on a mobile device, take a look at the website so you can see the graphic. Colin, welcome to BNI Podcast, and talk to us a little bit about the power of one and how you visualize that.
Thank you, Ivan, and it's great to join you on this podcast. Yes, as you say, I've been a member of BNI for 10 years and a very active member and, in fact, a director consultant for the last 3 years. And my passion is lifelong learning or education. So I've found a way of communicating educational content related to the BNI model through simple hand-drawn pictures. To use one of your Ivanisms, facts tell and stories sell. So I sell educational content through simple pictures.
And we're going to be talking about the power of one today, which is a concept that's been around a while, but you have put it together visually incredibly well. So do you want to go through all of the different ones that are part of the power of one with us in the time we have here, Colin?
Well, my other passion is managing and measuring, and that is one of the strengths, I think, of BNI, the way we measure and record our performance. So I've done a lot of visual analysis of chapter performance, and there's no doubt that chapter performance is driven and chapters achieve performance through what we call the power of one. So it's basically five concepts. The first one is one of the core values. It's lifelong learning. So every member commits to one chapter education unit per week. So they commit to educating themselves and measuring it through achieving one chapter education unit. The second one, and I think this is probably the most important one, is we all commit to one meeting a week.
One-to-one. I couldn't agree with you more, Colin. That's really
If you commit to one chapter meeting per week, in fact, there's no absenteeism at all. You're present all the time.
I was confused. You're saying commit to being there at the meeting.
Be at the meeting. Be present at the meeting. When you're present.
Just so everyone knows, in one of my next podcasts, I'm going to give some hard data on what Colin's talking about right now. Showing up makes a difference. Sorry, Colin, go ahead.
Absolutely. You know, I've heard you speak many times about the fact that the biggest commitment a BNI member makes is time. So you make the time, you show up, you're present, and you're visible. The next one in the power of one is one-to-one. You commit to one-to-one per week with one of your fellow members, and you learn and you develop a relationship with a future referral partner. That automatically leads to one referral per week. It's very, very easy when you develop relationships through the one-to-one meetings and the gains exchange profile. You get to know your referral partners, and it's very easy then to achieve one referral per week. And the final one in the power of one equation is one visitor per member per month. Because visitors are the lifeblood of BNI, the networking effect is an exponential effect. The bigger the network becomes, the more potential there is for referrals. So we maintain and we grow our networking groups through bringing visitors into our chapter meetings, introducing them to the BNI concept, and encouraging them to join. So it's the five measures, it's the five criteria, if you like. One CEU, one meeting, one one-to-one, one referral, and one visitor.
And all of these are per week, except the visitor, one per month. All of these things are measurable, and chapters that do measure them get amazing results because you achieve what you measure. And you have done a video, which I'm going to include in this podcast link, that has some very detailed data on what happens when you do these things and then measure it. In about 30 seconds, Colin, can you describe briefly what they'll see when they go to that video link that I've got here?
They'll see a short case study of a chapter that focused on measurement, focused on the five power of one criteria, and remarkably achieved 100% on the ultimate measure, which is what we call chapter traffic lights. A chapter in the Johannesburg North region reached 100% on chapter traffic lights by focusing on power of one.
And when you're focusing on the power of one, these are the fundamentals. You're doing the basics, and you're measuring the basics. And if you do the basics and measure the basics, you're going to get the results. Colin, I love this graphic that you've done. I really like the video that you did. Is there anything you'd like to add before we wrap up here?
Well, I just continue to study it and to communicate it, and I've got a number of other case studies that I can show you of chapters who are achieving outstanding results by focusing on the power of one.
I'd love to see them, Colin, and maybe we can do an article for SuccessNet based on some of your content here. For everyone listening to this podcast, if you're interested in seeing more that he has done, a lot of it about BNI, you can go to his website. You can also search his YouTube page. And I'm not kidding you guys. He has done a lot of graphic stuff on BNI. So take a look at his website or YouTube page. His website's visualthinking.co.za, or as they say in South Africa, ZA, right? Visualthinking.co.za, or search YouTube for visualthinking.za or ZA to get more information on what he does. And hey, if you're in, if, you know, maybe he'd be able to help you in your business. And thinking about how to present what you do in a visual way. Colin, I want to thank you for all of the contributions you've made to BNI. Everyone, keep an eye on my Facebook page. You'll see more of his work on my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/IvanMeisner.BNIFounder. And I'd say every couple of weeks we put up one of his graphics. And Colin, I just want to thank you for your contributions to BNI and to all of our websites, and today to our podcast. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you, Ivan. Thank you.
Back to you, Priscilla.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Colin, and thank you, Ivan. I think that was wonderful, and I look forward to looking at the graphics. I would just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.